Here's a fact that may affect U.S. relations with other countries. The U.S. trade deficit now stands at $500 billion. That annual figure measures the gap between the amount the U.S. sells and exports and what Americans buy and imports. The trade deficit is 10 times bigger than it was just a decade ago. Recent trade deficits would have been even worse without the sales from American agriculture. Farmers in the United States have run up a trade surplus with the rest of the world every year since the 1950s. It was often a big surplus. Until now, here's NPR's Kathleen Schalk.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture just broke the news that in fiscal 2005, the projected trade balance in agriculture will be zero. $56 billion worth of farm products will come in and $56 billion worth will go out. Keith Collins, the Agriculture Department's chief economist, has seen this coming. He says the U.S. trade surplus in agriculture peaked in 1996.
And with exports trending flat since 1996 and imports rising sharply, the trade surplus for agricultural products has sunk. It fell from the $27 billion record in 1996 to $9.5 billion in 2004.
Collins says exports slumped in the late 1990s because of the Asian financial crisis and the run-up of the dollar. Then came mad cow disease. Now prices for many export crops have tumbled due to stiffer global competition.
For 2005, we're projecting sizable decline in U.S. agricultural exports because the world is experiencing bumper crops.
The U.S. is still the world's biggest agricultural exporter, but Russia swung from being an insatiable customer for U.S. wheat to a rival exporter. And as Purdue University agricultural economist Philip Abbott explains, New World Trade Organization member China now sells more corn on the world market than it buys.
China's a good example of a market that we had expected to increase dramatically with opening of the WTO. For the grains, the last couple years, China's become a net exporter.
Brazil is keeping U.S. soybean farmers awake at night. Land there costs less than a third of what it does in Indiana, for instance. And Brazil's expanded soybean production by an area the size of Indiana since the late 1990s. But what's really helped zero out the agricultural trade balance is imports. Philip Abbott.
We've seen this incredible surge in imports of agricultural commodities that has grown especially markedly in the last 5 to 10 years.
Even the falling dollar, which has made imports, particularly from Europe, much more pricey, hasn't dampened America's appetite. The Agriculture Department's Keith Collins says Americans are shunning canned food in favor of fresh food, even when it's not in season.
Almost half of our imports are horticultural products. They're fruits and vegetables. People want fresh products. They want them year-round. They want them 12 months out of the year. And they want diversity. They want different kinds of processed products. They want ethnic foods. I don't see that changing.
Diversity and ethnic foods are drawing big crowds to a new chain of Hana Room grocery stores opening in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. Ho Choi Lyum manages the store in Wheaton, Maryland.
What is that?
Korean kind of fruit, you know, tropical fruit.
It's a little smaller than a soccer ball, and it's
soccer ball.
It looks like a porcupine. How sharp are those prickles?
It's kind of dangerous.
It's imported.
Yeah, imported.
We pass a wonderland of radishes and cabbages, miniature eggplants, and 100 different varieties of rice stick noodles. There are Chinese frog legs and Salvadoran candies wrapped in corn husks. It's a huge store in a space where a traditional American supermarket used to be. The customers waiting in the 7 checkout lanes are as diverse as the food.
This is a Korean-based business, but we have international people more than Korean. Our, you know, Korean customer only 10% to 15%. Every customer come from different country, even Peru, South Africa, Mongol, and you know. So I have to learn every greetings, their languages, you know.
Hana Room is expanding this year to Atlanta and next year to California, Illinois, and Texas. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.